Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman and understand a bit better what's going on in Turkey, around Turkey. Where is it headed? Where did it come from? And what can we do in order to make our lives better? Yael, please. Yeah, we're after a coup attempt that failed in Turkey. Erdogan, who was on vacation in Marmaris, found himself in a situation where the military forces, the army, attempted to make some kind of a coup. It failed after Erdogan turned to the people and asked them to take to the streets, and we're actually facing a pretty troubling situation. We kind of got used to terror, but military coups, this is something that really undermines the quiet. I don't know if quiet, but some kind of an existing political stability, and this is troubling for all of us. And we have many military and political pundits about what's going on in Turkey, but on this show, we'd like to hear the Kabbalistic take on everything that's going on in Turkey, that happened in Turkey in the past few days, or probably it's going on for some time now, it didn't happen in one day. So, from your perspective, from the Kabbalistic perspective, what's going on in Turkey? I'm not necessarily looking at Turkey, because we'll see a long continuity to the Arab Spring, that I'd call it the Muslim Spring, the spring of the radical Islam, which is actually awakening and is awakened by some special forces, which we can ascribe to the Americans, the Europeans, or the radical Islamists that are in the Middle East and the Far East. But the thing is that we're in a world which is entirely advancing according to the plan of creation towards a certain state. And according to that certain state that we have to come to, it'll be the corrected state where all of us will be connected there in equality, tranquility, and very good relations to the point of feeling love towards each other. But in order to reach that complete state, that, I'd say, dreamy state, we first of all have to discover our current state, what it is. And our current state is actually the very opposite state, only we didn't discover it yet. And we agree with being in a bad state, but it's the less of two evils. It can be worse. Nonetheless, today we live much better than we lived 100 years ago, and everyone has much more than we had 20 or 30 years ago. And we're as if crying about things that previously people didn't even cry about, like a spoiled baby, spoiled child that says, I want an apartment. Everyone had an apartment. I want a car. How is it that I don't have a car? What, everyone had a car? And computers, and a new mobile, and this, and that. Our crying comes from pampering, where technology and life brought us to it. And therefore, when we look at our life, we still have to, it's not that I'm in favor of going back to the previous state, but what I want to say is that we don't have the recognition of evil. What is that evil that's present among us that we have to shake off, get rid of it, or vice versa, invert it into good? And the wisdom of Kabbalah explains that all the evil that exists between us is our hatred. It's not that you live in a good or in a bad way, but you have to examine yourself with respect to the plan of nature. Maybe you have a good life and you have everything, a wife and children and a house and work, vacation, everything there is. And you think that this situation is good. And really, We go on vacation to that very Turkey or Egypt or Europe or to the US on vacation, and we have additional vacations now to other places. Is this the achievements, things that are considered to be good according to the plan of nature? If nature is headed in a different direction, even a bit of a different direction, I have to think what will come as a result, what will happen. By implementing, doing what I think, what I consider is good, will that really bring good? Are my plans a bit or a lot in contradictions with the plan of nature? And maybe with all of my good and nice life, I'm reaching a bad state. We see that everyone dreamt about building communism in Russia and capitalism in the US and the European Union, and it's all falling apart. It's all exploding. So probably all of man's inclinations that he wants to make life good, either by the radical left or to the radical right, or only according to one's pocket, to make things here on earth a dream, or according to the different inclinations that we have in this world. Every country has its dream and so on. We see that all these things aren't working. And what does it have to do with what happened in Turkey? So first of all, let's come from the starting point that there is a certain plan, the plan of creation, and we're a part of this plan, and we're advancing according to this plan, whether we want it or not. And this is how we really advance throughout our thousands of years of development. From year to year, we don't know what we have to do. We didn't know that we have to plan our life such and such, but we advanced. And now we're learning from anthropology and from history and from all of these sciences what's going on and what went on with us. And we see that there is a kind of a consistency to the development of mankind and society and countries and economics and trade and industry, which are all interconnected. And there is some kind of a law to it all, some kind of consistency. So comes the wisdom of Kabbalah and explains, especially lately. Before that, it was hidden, concealed. Before that, the things happened the way they happened from nature anyhow. But the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed. And it tells us that it's being revealed now because now we have a part in our development that we have to take on ourselves. It's not that nature is developing us by pushing us towards a certain state without asking us whatsoever, whether we want it or not. But now nature is really asking us, do we agree or don't we? Do we want it or not? How are we doing it? How are we going alongside with nature in the right way? We're like a child who grew up. He became a youth, and that youth has to go out into life. And he has to get on course, whether he likes it or not. But that course is clear to everyone, that after he studies, suppose he goes to the military, he grows up, now he has to accept all the laws of life, to make money, to provide for himself, to provide for his family, to have children, to raise children, to build a new environment, and so on, a home, and so forth. Meaning, from a certain age and on, we see that that's how it is in life, that we come out of childhood and enter a life in which both our parents and the environment are demanding us to participate in a mature fashion. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, it explains that we too are in such a state, in such a process, all of us together, that we went through the phase of childhood and youth and in the past few centuries, we learned what's going on with us, and that now we have to come out of this as if crib, this good and nice treatment, handling that nature did instead of us. And now we have to go into a conscious kind of development, for us to understand the development and agree with it, and even precede our development, not because nature is forcing us to develop, but that we ourselves will be drawn to that goal. And the event in Turkey, how does it help us on this? I can't explain it to you before I explain to you the general system. I'm with you. And therefore, we have to learn. What is nature demanding of us? The process that all of humanity is going through. So the whole of humanity is going through a process where we have to discover our evil, our nature, which is our entire ego, and that we have to correct it. And we have to invert it from hatred to love. In short and simple words. To the point. On the way, in order to discover the evil, we have to discover the evil in each and every person and in every nation and in every part of every nation and in the whole of humanity. Discover the evil. Why? In order to correct it. To correct it. So now, we're in a state called the recognition of evil. And in this recognition of evil, we discover what happened back there in the Russian communism. Now we're discovering what happened and what's going on in America with its capitalism and with the corrupted connection in Europe and in all the countries of Africa, South America, and Asia, each per se, and also in the religions. So, regarding religions, Christianity is weakening everywhere, even including in Latin America. And in Russia, religion shattered altogether, and now it's surging again, but not for a lengthy period of time and not seriously. And now something that didn't happen for many years, for many hundreds of years, Islam is starting to wake up, and that's how it always is. In order to show itself, show its evil, and for it to then be able to correct it. So all that you've described now, capitalism and communism and Europe and Christianity and Islam, all these things are bad. The human ego is revealing itself in different forms and manners. And then we have to correct it. Because before it's revealed as something bad, we can't correct it. So in all these aspects, there are negative aspects of that ego. Yes, and religions and in everything. Yes. And therefore we see that according to the process, regardless of whom does it happen through the Americans or the Russians or through the nation itself or through Erdogan, or regardless who, the evil is revealing itself in different ways, like the Arab Spring, like this so-called coup in Turkey. And in the past few days, we're hearing that also there was a coup attempt in Kazakhstan, and there will be other such things in the rest of the countries, undoubtedly. Where all in all, this process is a necessary one. And therefore, I look at it as, suppose, Turkey. It's a nation that is divided half and half, regardless of the percentage. A part is drawn to Islam, even radical Islam, and the other part is drawn to Europe, and these two forces can't go together, can't be together. There was a time during which Ataturk arranged them after the Ottoman Empire, and he built what he built. And now comes the other half that exists in the nation, where by the radical Islam that comes from the rest of the places in the world, from the south, suppose, from southern Turkey, that other part is therefore awakening, that was always there in the Turkish nation, but especially now. And therefore, it's rising now. And I think that this is a natural process that will happen. Is it good or not for the different countries or the people in the world? We're not asking about that because we're not connected to the real process that we have to go through and its ending. And therefore, we're thinking what's good and what's bad for us according to what we see on the news. That's how we weigh things. But it's incorrect. We have to simply think that in order to really bring us to correction, we have to see the evil in human society. And the evil can be revealed only if nature unravels it, like through these coup attempts and other such things in the world. And afterwards, by people participating in this process, not in the process of the coup, but in the process of the revelation of evil, that they can reveal the evil before it's revealed by blows, revolutions, wars, and so on. But through the recognition of evil, where wise is he who foresees the future. Like we can see in medicine, illnesses that, God forbid, might break out with the help of machines and knowledge. Here, too, we have to take the wisdom of Kabbalah that explains about all of these processes and see these future states. And as a result, we can bring them closer to ourselves, feel them in that same intensity as if they're happening right now, and correct ourselves so that these things won't happen, but that we already correct ourselves above them as if they're already happening. Do you see a connection between the coup attempts happening around the world? Of course. Look what's going on. It happened with the Arab Spring. Look what happened later on with Syria. The Americans, they already sought it in Iraq earlier, and what happened in Yemen, and now in Turkey. And it'll pass on to several more countries because it already happened in Armenia and so on. Only a few days, but it's enough to shake up the country. And Kazakhstan, it's a great big country. In terms of size, it's 10 times bigger than France and 100 times bigger than Israel. So what's the connection between all these attempts? The connection is the revelation of the evil of human nature. That's it. It's not a matter of radical Islam or these or those extremists, or will Erdogan rule or someone else. It's about the revelation of the evil of our nature, where finally we have to come to the recognition of this evil and look for a way to bring ourselves to a good state and to agree that the good state is for all of us to be nicely, mutually connected without any suppression, but truly in the right kind of equality. Suppose a person that wants to adapt himself to the process of human development and look at the revelation of evil now. Let's take, for example, the coup attempt in Turkey. How does he have to look at it? What evil does he have to see? How could there be a nation which are 80 million people in such a great, big, powerful country with strong foundations, a country that gave the world many things? That's where both Christianity and the Pravoslav religions came from in past times. And how could it be that this country will not discover its evil, that half of the nation wants to develop in one style and the other half in a different style? What's wrong with that? It's not wrong. There's nothing wrong about it. The wrong thing is that each wants to control the other. It's against the plan of nature where everyone has to connect. Everyone has to connect. The plan of nature is for all of us to be connected like nature itself. itself. Like nature itself, it being entirely integral, we also have to be the very same way, connected together, completing each other. How to complete each other, where one is from the radical Islam and the other is European. This and his attitude is Russian, and this one is American. And he is African in culture, and his entire approach to life, and a South American, and so on. How can we? But we have no choice. If the world is entirely global, integral, like a round ball, we too, all of us, have to be round. All of us have to be connected, and that's called that we have to rise above our own nature. The solution is simple. To rise above our nature, each stepping on his own ego, for each one to step on his own ego in order to connect with others. So it's a problem of ego, yes, and that's it. Can you explain a bit? It's simply human nature, which we have to see as what's standing in our way of being connected and compatible with nature. And only when we'll adapt ourselves to nature will we reach a calm, tranquil life. It's a simple law that if there is some kind of a dissonance, difference between the forces of nature, then always there is a struggle between them until they all get along. Nature is always drawn to balance. Suppose Turkey, half tend towards Europe and half tend towards Islam. How can these two lines complete each other? They can't. Only above that, the one half will rise above their hatred towards those that tend more towards Europe, and the other side will rise above their hate towards those that are more tending towards Islam. And how will the country look then? The country will be a country where each has the freedom to do what he feels, but they're all friends. They're all citizens, and they complete each other for the well-being of the country, and there's no other way about it. That's called that they connect in the middle line, meaning they find such a style between them, where below, down below, there are all the different forces, ideas, counter states, and so on. And above them, they understand that and are constantly holding the connection. Will they eventually feel each of the sides that they're satisfied, that they got what they want, that they're going with nature? By doing that, they're going with nature, not with one's own nature, but with the nature which connects these two parts this way, the two forces that exist in nature, plus and minus, heat and cold, that nature always connects them and exists between them. Eventually, as a result of this connection, the radical Islamist, will he feel that he can live his radical Islamist life and the secular will feel he can live his own life? No one suppresses the others. Therefore, Ardwan, who wants to bring only the radical Islam, by this, he doesn't finish anything. Of course, it won't hold for a long time. And also the other force won't hold for a long time. But always there'll be these kinds of revolutions, these over those over these, until the wisdom of Kabbalah shall come and explain to them that you have no choice, you have to be on the middle line. You have to be in the middle line in every society, in every nation, at any time. We always have to learn from nature, how nature exists in the middle line, always consisting of two opposite forces. But what's so special today? The differences between people or inside nations and so on, it's something that always existed. I don't think that it will ever get along in a form of mutual completion where the other allows you to live the way you want and you allow the other to live that way. What's so special today? That today you have to participate in the balance between these two forces. Nature is inviting you. Nature nourished you. as we said, you came out of childhood, you're becoming mature, and with nature, you have to cause human society to be balanced above the counter forces that are burning in it. And what does it practically mean for me as a person who wants to participate in this process? First of all, a person has to go through a process of integral education. Which is what? Integral education teaches a person how to achieve balance, connection between all the parts of human society in a way that you don't hurt anyone. Everything that exists remains. We only teach how to connect the edges. Is the real struggle here between the European force and the Muslim force eventually? No, you have much more than that in the world. No, in the Turkish story. And the Turkish story, suppose so. You said that our problem is the ego, that everyone wants to rule. So the Muslim part is more egoistic here, wants to impose his opinion. It's stronger, of course. And where's the ego of the other side? Because it seems that the secular part says, let me live the way I want, and you can live the way you want. They keep the middle line. They're not keeping the middle line. They're simply... Now they're experiencing weakness, and the extreme Islam is now the resolute force. And Erdogan is its representative. Our time's almost up. What is the main insight we have to come out of the story of Turkey with? That the evil has revealed itself, that the nation is divided into two, and we have to help some way, like here and like everywhere in the world, to help and bring them the mutual point, the middle line, which is very non-simple, because each thinks how to exploit, use the other. And the peace, tranquility, connection is in the middle, above these two inclinations. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.